and nail each plank in a V-shape, nail them together in a V-shape, and then cut me off a board and nail on each end, you see, to keep them square and set them that way. And that keeps them, put your end boards, have them at least 2 feet in length and the same width of the boards that your trough made out of. And then you nail it together, and you see, that makes it steady. And they won't turn it over that way. Of course, an old sow can flip it over. But, or that's the way that I set up a feed trough. And just make them set them out now before you're feeding a lot of hogs. My son bought him a feeder that's sitting up here now. I don't give $135, $40 for it. Bought him a few hogs and then just had hard luck with him. And he sold the hogs here a few days back before it went so high. But he got a good price out of them. And me and his mother were just talking last night. If he'd have kept them, he'd have got a lot more money out of it. He sold a 3 sow and 11 pigs for $500. And I guess now if he'd have kept them on, well, they'd probably brought close to $1,000 at the rate they're going at now. But that's just one of them things, you see. But I don't use a feeder. I use troughs to feed in. And see, where I keep my hogs at, I have a woodlot and the creek runs through there. And I have plenty of water. Unless I have to pay them one up. If I have to pin them up, then I got to use that trough. And that's the way I make them. Some people, of course, you can buy a metal trough. You can buy a round trough, metal. You can cut the barrel, the bottoms out of these gasoline drums, with these 50-gallon barrel, cut them off 4, 5, 6, 8 inches high, you see, and turn that down around there and make a water or a feed trough down of that. A lot of people use them. I'd have one that he rusted out over there, but I just make troughs to feed mine in and put supplement and corn, stuff like that. And the way I've got mine located, where the watering is not a problem. See, I have running water right there close, just taking water themselves in this wood line. But that's
what do you keep chickens in?
Where they keep them in.
Yeah. Ours, different type things do you have?
Ours runs the range here, more or less. See, we have what we call a hen house, poultry house,
hopping
there, or chicken house, or whatever. But old timers, you didn't speak of a poultry house, or anything, you called it a hen house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you kept your hens at.
Now,
so we have the hen house.
Mm-hmm.
But we press them at night and open the doors in the morning. See, they have the lot and the barn range and the yard here.
Mm-hmm.
They run all the way around.
All less space.
They just open here to run what we don't raise now, but very few chickens, you see. Don't keep it very few. We used to raise quite a few, but now not anymore.
Did you ever see a place just for the mother and the little chicks to stay in?
Oh, yeah. You fix special cooks for that. And I used to make feed cooks, you see. They got the brooder. They got the little brooder houses and the little things like that. And that's something else. Like making the hog trough, and hey, hopping every other thing. Used to build their feed cups, and I'd take them, drive them slats on about 5 feet long, and take me some sticks and nail them together, and then frame this over with those strips, palings, and box up the ends. So the cracks are where the little chickens go under, the big ones couldn't. And she'd feed them. That was a feeding cup. That was a feeding cup for them. Yeah. You have different types and different things. Well, you're getting pretty close down on that tape.
Yes.
What about me putting my poem on there? It's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't even put it on there, but I think I will. Okay. The old mule farmer down on the I-40 highway. Just get on Ider and Key. They're getting old and gray. They would try to grow a little corn and hay down by the I-40 highway. Just get on, gals. Our heads are getting old and gray.
Somebody will make some money out of
the I-40 highway.